Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
I feel like am I alone in being angry at this new study out about colors and what they mean about your personality? Am I the only one who's
so
mad?
So dumb.
Why are you guys mad?
Oh my God, he's going to be the other sign.
Here we go.
You know what it is? It's like astrology. It's like...
Yeah.
Astrology makes a little bit more sense. They surveyed 25,000 people on their favorite color and what it makes them feel.
It's feelings.
Okay, what is this proving exactly?
Huh.
Because they've solved everything else. Global warming, gone. Cancer eradicated.
Taken care of.
Yes.
So we're reduced to...
Now, what's your favorite color? What do you think about when you think about the color?
Is that what...
The only thing that I find more repulsive than scientists grabbing 25,000 people and doing this is the fact that we're repeating it.
Right.
I know. Who's the bigger fool?
Exactly.
We didn't have anything else to talk about here.
Right,
so we're going to...
Slow news day.
Does anybody have a favorite color? Do you have... My favorite color's not on here. It's not one of the colors that they've researched, apparently.
Oh.
I guess it just depends on what we're talking about. Like, favorite color for home decor, favorite color for clothes, favorite color just to look at. Like, what? I don't know.
Stop making this harder than it has to be.
I just need to know for survey purposes.
Okay, just like when you were 12 and some boy came up, or they had the little thing where you open it and close it, where you go.
Back in the day, it was purple.
Purple.
Nice.
See? Your microphone right now is purple.
It is purple. You're right. But I would say my favorite color to wear is white, which it says brings up feelings of luxury. I feel like that's pretty on brand for me.
Oh, white is luxury.
I kind of feel like you're wearing the white to try to give up the pure vibe, which we all know is like...
Well, I'm not fooling anyone with that. So that's just a lost cause right there.
She's right. White is luxury, as is purple. And orange, so you've always...
And purple. Wow.
Luxury is... Purple is regal. It's royalty.
That is.
Yeah.
But why
white?
Orange?
White's orange. Yeah, I couldn't do...
Question.
Yes.
Mostly for you, Steve, because Amber's like, I'm all fashion part, I can do anything. Could you put orange on? Could you wear orange right now?
Even if I was going to represent for the Broncos, mm-hmm. I would do mostly the blue. Yep. I'm not an orange. I don't think I am. How about you? I'm not an orange.
Not an orange guy.
Right?
And somebody bought me a Peyton Manning jersey, but it was the orange one.
Oh, so you've never...
Oh, dang.
Not to mention, it was from the Super Bowl. The one where we drove for like two hours to somebody's house.
Oh,
we get off, we sit down, and like they did a safety on the first play, and you're like, and it's got the big logo for that Super Bowl on the chest. And I'm like,
That
isn't it weird that I didn't have to give any details? I just said that Super Bowl,
right.
And everybody's like,
yep. Yikes.
That was the shortest Super Bowl party. Orange somehow that. Steve, what's your favorite color?
You know when you're doing watercolor and you rinse your brush out in a glass of water and eventually it turns that purplish, brownish, all colors. That's my favorite color. I'm going to go with blue.
I have to ask you a qualifying question,
sir.
Oh,
okay.
Could you describe the nature of your blue? Is it just straight up like...
Is it cobalt? Blue? Is it navy?
Ooh.
Is it pastel?
Dang.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Oh my God, I'm having one of those moments.
What?
This is the dumbest thing that's ever happened to me. I don't do the dumb things. Like, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the flu in the studio, and then we talked about influenza, and that's the moment that Steve realized influenza is shortened flu.
Uh-huh. Is this cobalt for you?
I never realized cobalt
is
was...
a kind of blue?
Yeah, I didn't know cobalt was a kind of blue, and that's why the cobalt tools are blue until this. They don't spell it the same way. They spell it with a K.
You guys were just talking about this yesterday, and it registered in my mind because He was saying he color coordinates, right?
Yeah.
His tools.
Yeah, they got to be the same color in my brain.
It never occurred to me the cobalt was a blue.
There, yeah.
I feel really stupid right now.
Did you know that flu is
I know that, Doc! So do you, is it closer to cobalt or let me give you some choices.
Oh, okay.
Dark blue?
I like dark blue, yeah.
Turquoise?
No.
I know, turquoise. That's your green favorite. Blue.
That's not, yeah.
That's not blue.
A green? Oh, turquoise. Yeah, turquoise is like a light. Lighter
you think
blue?
It's blue?
How about Tiffany blue? All women love Tiffany blue.
That, I feel like that's not even blue.
That's
it's more
turquoise-y.
Greenish.
Yeah.
It is kind of turquoisey.
It's, you know, the world's favorite color right now is a blue-green shade called Mars Green. That's I don't think Mars Green is all the way Tiffany blue.
Is that turquoise-ish?
No, it's more teal.
That's the most popular or the favorite?
Can I just stop for 1 second?
Okay.
Let's pretend you've had a hard day at work, and you get in the car, and you turn on your favorite radio show, and they're literally just saying names of colors.
Turquoise?
Like, Mars green. Well, if we're going that route, I like sunset peach.
Oh, okay.
This is the worst thing we've
this
ever done.
This is horrible.
All right, coming
so
up in a couple
bad.
Minutes, we're going to tell how much our car payments are.
Well,
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.